Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, this is Donald Trump's MO. He just admitted it all right here in this threatening post that he made earlier this morning. In this post, he threatens to institute the Insurrection Act against Democratic cities, an act that hasn't been used by a president in over 150 years, and that Donald Trump wants to use for the exact wrong reason. This is a cyclical pattern where Trump deploys undertrained ICE agents into majority Latino communities. We see videos of these agents cracking windows and dragging people out of their cars and breaking 79-year-olds' ribs. And then when protesters go to push back against the regime peacefully and patriotically, Donald Trump uses that as a pretext to further inflame and escalate and lie. This is the most escalatory administration in American history and least transparent administration in American history. They go hand in hand. When the admin, like Trump, Kristi Noem, J.D. Vance, lied about the murder of Renee Nicole Good 30 minutes after it happened, that escalated the situation. It didn't tone it down. That escalated the situation, made people more angry. And now we're in an environment where the administration can never admit when ICE did anything wrong. I mean, over the past two decades, there's like 2,000 different documented allegations of sexual abuse from ICE agents, coming from ICE agents. Yet J.D. Vance wants to argue they have absolute immunity, meaning they can just get away with exactly that. We're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below if you appreciate independent media covering this news. And I just want to start off with showing you this incredibly viral clip of a patriotic American who is protesting for the first time because he is sick of seeing what this admin is doing. This is a great video.
This is nuts. This is fucking, yeah, and you're right in the middle of this shit. What the fuck is going on, dude? This is insane.
Have you ever gone out to these sort of things before?
Never, never. I've never protested in my life. My brother's here. He does it all the time. I've never. Yeah. I, like I said, I'm far enough away, but close enough, and I sit in my cushy house and look at shit and get mad, and they're just trying to fucking scare people, and, you know, but why shoot people? You know what really pisses me off is the fact that they detain people, cuff them, and then still beat the shit out of them. They tell you it's immigrants, only immigrants. It's fucking anybody. I have friends that got detained, and all they were doing was fucking driving home from work. What the fuck?
Sounds like you don't fit the definition of the,
No, I'm not fucking paid to be here like everybody fucking says. What the fuck is that? I gotta work in the goddamn morning, just like everybody else. I'm just here trying to stand up for community, dude. We're all human beings here. I don't give a shit who you are, where you came from, what color you are. It doesn't fucking matter. This is wrong.
I don't know how to word this, but it's like that guy's rage gave me a lot of hope. It gave me chills in the sense that this is how many, many Americans feel. This guy said, he was sitting in his cushy house and he realized, this is far away, but this is also close enough. Like, I am an American. This affects me. And then he turns out and sees the exact type of brutality that he saw on video and then is clearly angry. Like, what the absolute hell is going on? This is not America. This is un-American. And I love his raw, unfiltered rage. It's important to point out that people across the country are beginning to feel like this. The court of public opinion is not on the Trump admin's side when it comes to ICE or even the murder of Renee Nicole Good. The murder of Renee Nicole Good, I believe it was 26% of Americans think it was justified and nearly 60% don't. That is a massive, massive gap right there. So in the court of public opinion, they're losing. Even in the court of podcast opinion, if you want to call it that. And a lot of commenters will say this doesn't matter, who cares? But people like Joe Rogan, people like Theo Vaughn, people like Tim Dillon, these are comedians with a genuinely massive amount of influence. They've all in unison said over the past few weeks that ICE is like a Gestapo. ICE is going crazy. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to downplay the defense that Joe Rogan ran for Trump. That is not my intention, but it's really important to point out where the court of public opinion is, where the court of podcast opinion is and what people are thinking online. I can guarantee you, this guy represents so many more Americans than like a Nick Fuentes type or some... whenever we see these far-right trolls online and we think, wow, how can this be America? It's not. This is America. People like this are America, and that is why Trump is trying to silence us, suppress us. So when I'm reading this post from Donald Trump about the Insurrection Act, I want you to keep in mind, when he's talking about these lawless protesters, he's talking about this guy right here. He's talking about people who have to go to work the next morning and are sacrificing their nights, their off night, where they could be chilling with their family or making food, making dinner, enjoying themselves. They are sacrificing that so they can go out and protest and then wake up and go to work the next morning. Yet Donald Trump tries to imply this is their job, that they are paid agitators. These are just pissed off American citizens, and it's also the reason why this regime doesn't want transparency. If we have well-educated citizens like this, then that defeats Republicans, so they defund education. If we have media like Status Quo on the right, then that provides the transparency this administration doesn't want, so they attack the media. They attack critical thinking. They attack universities. They attack law firms. Over and over, they are trying to strip away any check or balance that could be put on them. In this post from this morning, Donald Trump says, quote, "If the corrupt politicians of Minnesota don't obey the law and stop the professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE, who are only trying to do their job, I will institute the Insurrection Act, which many presidents have done before me, and quickly put an end to the travesty that is taking place in that once great state." Thank you for your attention to this matter. To lay down the stakes here, enacted in 1792, the Insurrection Act grants the president the authority to deploy the U.S. military domestically and use it against Americans under certain conditions. While there are rare circumstances in which such authority might be necessary, the law, which has not been meaningfully updated in over 150 years, is dangerously overbroad and ripe for abuse. President Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act to deploy active duty troops in American cities if courts shut down his efforts to federalize and deploy the National Guard under a different law. Just think about what we're reading right here. If the courts act as a proper check and balance against the president, as they should, if the courts shoot down and spike down Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard, he says, fine, if you want to shoot this down, I'm going to take it a step further and unilaterally mobilize the actual military against United States citizens. This is despicable. And the idea that he's calling these protesters, quote unquote, insurrectionists, but then he pardoned the actual insurrectionists from January 6th, and now their argument is, oh, if they haven't been legally charged with insurrection, they actually can't be insurrectionists. But he's saying that these protesters are insurrectionists. It's disgusting. Trump threatened to use the Insurrection Act, and Scott McFarland makes this really good point that I just made. He says, I'm noting here, Trump allies always protest the use of the term insurrection to refer to January 6th because their argument is that no one was technically charged with an insurrection. Yet here, Trump is claiming an insurrection in Minneapolis even though no one has been charged with an insurrection in Minneapolis. The Republican hypocrisy knows no bounds. Can I show you a great example of the Republican hypocrisy? This is a side note that I find very important. A Democratic congressman named Shri Thanater last night made a post that was a word-for-word recreation of Trump's post, but he switched out Rob Reiner with Scott Adams, the cartoonist who created Dilbert and is very MAGA. It says, Scott Adams, a tortured and struggling cartoonist, has passed away, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with Shri derangement syndrome. He says, am I doing this right, MAGA, or is it only okay when Trump does this? Remember, Donald Trump made the same post, word-for-word, but it was about Rob Reiner, when Rob Reiner was tragically murdered by his son. The conservatives are so dumb and spineless, they didn't even pick up on the irony, and they're melting down in the replies. Someone quote tweeted it and said, every once in a while, they stop pretending like they're nice and innocent. Later, he'll talk about decency and being good people to manipulate voters, but this is who he really is. Okay, I'm sorry. This is who he really is? He's quoting the president. This pisses me off so much. There were hundreds, thousands of replies that were saying, I'm actually thrilled that this foreigner is celebrating Scott Adams' death. This statement should be spread all over news networks. Again, he's quoting Donald Trump. I don't think Shri, the Democratic representative, actually thinks it's funny or cool when people die. Of course not. Nobody does, other than Donald Trump. So the fact that they play defense for him and they can't even notice the hypocrisy kind of takes me perfectly back to this tweet right here where they'll say that, you know, this guy from this video is an insurrectionist, but when we call actual J6ers, people who try to subvert the election, when we call them insurrectionists, all of a sudden, that is too far. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. I'm doing some travel today, so if you want to help boost the channel, make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts, share the video around. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.